Hello, welcome back to my podcast channel. Here we go with another English episode. And if you're here for the first time, let me just tell you a little bit about this series. So, I created this series because I want to do some sort of monthly report in which I'm going to talk about some lessons that I have learned this month or some interesting people that I have met or some recommendations, you know, books, podcast episodes, or music, everything. I mean, everything new that I want to share with you, I'm going to put in this podcast. I do this in English because, first of all, I want to do something special. Second of all, I want to challenge myself by speaking this language. And third of all, I want to create an environment for you guys who want to study English can come here and listen to a Vietnamese guy speaking English so that maybe it's going to be a little bit familiar to you guys. So yeah. That's everything about this series, and now we have another episode to talk about. Time flies so fast, doesn't it? Okay, so I want to start this episode by telling you that April is my birthday month, and because of that, I have received so many surprises, including gifts and surprise parties for my friends, which made me feel so, how can I say it, overwhelmed, in the positive way, of course. And I feel so loved. You know what? This is not me being affected or anything, but I would say that I literally love all the gifts that I have received. I don't know why, but like, you know, this time, this month, this year, my friends, all of them just gave me the things that I need. And I feel like that's just so great when you receive something you love. And you know what? I realized that I love the surprises, and of course, when the surprise is attached to the needed present, I feel like heaven. Yeah, talking about the present, one friend of mine sent me a kalimba. I don't know if you know it, but it's kind of like an African musical instrument. You can look for it on Google, K-A-L-I-M-B-A. I can't describe it for you, but yeah, it's kind of like an instrument, and the thing is, I just had this conversation with them. I don't remember what exactly did I say, but basically it's all about me saying something like, I want to study a new musical instrument, and maybe it's gonna be a kalimba. And then they just came back home, bought me a kalimba, and the moment I opened the present box and I saw the kalimba, I was like, oh my god, that was really sweet of them to do that for me, because it showed that they noticed a small thing that I told them, which made me feel so appreciated. Apart from that, I wanted to buy some gym clothes and also some sort of formal bags to go to the events, because I just have tote bags or the cute ones. They are not really suitable to go to some sort of launching events or the talk shows or something like that. So I intended to buy some. Before I bought, I received some gifts from a friend. I received some gym clothes and also some bags so that I can use to go to the event. You know, when I received those gifts, I was like, oh my god, I feel so good. You can tell it by my tone of voice, right? Normally, I just speak in a very, maybe slow pace, but now I was like, habba, 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 habba. Kind of like that. But anyways, the happiness lies in not only the thing inside a gift, but also in the way my friends notice and send me the thing that I really need. As I told you before, I feel so overwhelmed with love and gratefulness when my friends gave me those kind of presents. And thanks to this, I feel like I learned a mini lesson of the art of giving gifts. I think to some people, this is very simple, but to me, it's a realization. You know what? I feel like the art of giving gifts is not about the gift itself, but about the time when you, the sender, notices the receiver's lifestyle, or you just notice what they say to you or what they post on Instagram, post on social media, and then you just buy the thing that you think suit their lifestyle at that moment. maybe in the future, I'm gonna try to become a better gift giver by noticing more about my friend's lifestyle, and maybe I'm gonna give them some sort of gifts that makes them feel warm and feel appreciated just the way I'm feeling right now, hopefully. But yeah, I think this is a mini lesson that I have learned just by receiving the gifts from my friends. And yeah, I'm telling you this because I'm just so extremely happy. All right, so apart from this, there are some things that I want to tell you today. First of all, I think I should start with a nice conversation I had with a friend from Singapore. I can't just tell you all of the things that we were talking about, but there were some things that really impressed me that I want to tell you. First of all, is about his friend's project. So his friends in Singapore have a special class. This class is for children, but it's not like some traditional classes where students are required to go to the class and then sit in front of the board and being taught some lessons by the teacher. No, the teachers themselves don't really consider them as teachers. They want to become companions, partners with that kids, and then they teach them lessons by indirectly give them, how can I say it? They offer the environment for the kids to experiment and to get in touch with the creativity world. For example, they'll get them to use the camera and teach them how to capture the subject around them. And then they'll indirectly teach lessons about photographing, videographing, and more than that, they will create the environment to teach the kid how to paint, how to draw, etc. I mean, any forms of art. My friend said that this class doesn't focus on the technical things, it focuses on the mindset, I mean the creative mindset. So I think it's just so great because when you teach a child, it's better for you to use interactive activities and authentic communication instead of like giving them lesson like what is this, what colors is this, what flower is this, kind of like that. You create the environment for them to do that. And you know what? I really want to do the same thing in my hometown, and I had that idea 2 years ago, and I'm still thinking about that now. Basically, I wanted to, you know, create a natural, playful environment for the kids to play around and study about the world. For example, I'm gonna take them to the garden and show them how the plant grows and where do the fruits come from, or maybe get them do some kind of project at the market so that they can understand how to use money and how mathematics plays in real life, kind of like that. I want to get students play and study those sort of things about the world in the most practical way possible. And of course, it's going to be in English. By this, I mean, I really want to create the practical activities for the kids to join, and then they can learn about the world around them, and they'll get to know the purposes of the subjects that they have to study at school. And I think those things are very great. I have been thinking about that for so long, and I'm still working on myself to reach that goal in the future. That's the reason why when I heard my friend saying something like that, I feel so encouraged to keep continue and follow my dream, because somebody is doing sort of the same thing somewhere in the world and you can do it yourself too. Yeah, I feel like so encouraged to do that. That's the first thing about our conversation that I really want to share with you. I think that's an interesting project. I share this to you because I think it's great. So maybe it can leave something in your mind about that type of education. I honestly haven't had any like specific... I'm sorry. I honestly haven't had any specific plan for this project. I just think about it, and maybe in the future when I have some further considerations into it, maybe I'm gonna change my idea a little bit. But the root of the idea is to let kids play with the world around them and just study from those interactive activities, kind of like that. Apart from that, there's also one more thing that I found interesting in our conversation that I really want to share with you. That is, my friend told me something like, the more he grows, the more he feels like sometimes the way we as adults act can bring detrimental effects to a child in his later development. He told me that when he come back to his hometown, he can see some of the adults tease the kids in a very rude way. For example, an uncle pick on his nephew because he acts a little bit girly, or some adults will tease the kids because of their appearance or their behaviors, kind of like that. Sometimes they think that those things are very simple, or they will say something like, kids don't understand, kids don't know anything. But I totally disagree with those kind of opinions because, according to me, the kids are growing. They are learning a lot from the world around them, so they know. Or if in the worst circumstance, they don't understand what you are talking about, sometimes you will leave a very dark mark in their subconscious mind, which creates the insecurity of them later in life. Who knows? Even myself, when I think about some of my insecurities, I can go back in time and see some causes of the problem in my childhood time. And that's the reason why I strongly agree with my friend's point of view about how the adult should act in front of a kid. I mean, we really need to think about what we should do and what we should say with a kid. Maybe it's not your intention to bully the kids. Sometimes you just want to tell a joke, but be careful. Be careful when you tell a joke, not only with the kids, but also with adults. So yeah, really, really think before you act or you say something. So yeah, that's the second thing in our conversation that I want to tell you. I'm gonna move to the next section of recommendation, and I think this is gonna be great. The first thing I wanna suggest you is about music. So I accidentally came across the album called Deeper Well, DeeperWell, Deeper Well by Kacey Musgraves. I know that when it comes to music, it's all about taste. Maybe I feel good listening to this album, but when you listen to it, you don't feel the same. I know that it's all about taste, but let me just introduce you a little bit about this album, and maybe you can listen to it if you want to. I just want to say that I really like this. So, as I told you before, I accidentally came across this album because, like, I saw some people talking about it on the internet, and I just played some songs from the album, and I was like, oh my god, this album is for me, because, you know what, I love to start my days with some peaceful music, and this album is absolutely the best at this moment. Before, I used Folklore from Taylor Swift to start my day, but now I use this album. Like, this has a country vibe, and there are so many of the acoustic instruments. And talking about the content of this album, this is all about Kacey talking about her life, her personal growth, and introspection. By this, I mean, this is all about her talking about her. Yeah. I love hearing people's stories and experiences, and then I can take anything that I can take. It's true, even in real life situations, or when I listen to music, when I read books, when I watch movie, etc. I just want to hear people's experiences. I don't really want to hear them teaching me anything. I just want to hear them telling their story, and then I can take what I can take. I think that's the reason why I like this album. Kacey just talks about her life and her connection to the world around her. Some of the lyrics are interesting, of course, and yeah, I do like the melody of this album. As I told you before, I would love to start my day with some, like, how can I say it, chill music? In our country, Vietnam, we use the word chill as an adjective, so I honestly don't know what the word in English is it chill or chilling? I'm gonna check it, but yeah, it's kinda, it gives me the chill vibes. And my favorite songs are Deeper Well, the song with the same title of the album, and another one is Heaven Is. I really like that song. It really sounds like heaven, even though I haven't been there before, but anytime I listen to that song, I'm gonna be like, oh my god, this is heaven. It's just so romantic and peaceful at the same time. You should really listen to that song, Heaven Is. Okay, so I just want to recommend you that album. If you are looking for some peaceful music, you should check it out, okay? The next recommendation from me this month is the podcast episode named Parents Keep Out by Hidden Brain, HIDDENBRAIN. This episode talks about the balance between wanting to keep children in control and letting them be free and discover the world around them, and then they take the lessons from that discovery. So yeah, I think this is suitable for everyone, not just for parents, because in the future you're gonna be parents, or maybe if you're not parents, someday you're gonna be like uncle or aunt, right? Aunt. But yeah, in the future you have some kids in your family and you really need to understand this so that you can have a right maybe conversation or the way you act with them. I don't want to spoil, but I just want to give you some points that are good in this podcast episode. First of all, they said something like, when the adults is around, the kids is less likely to solve the problem themselves. Like, they think that the problems, maybe the dog or some sort of argument with their friends, can be solved by the adults, so that they don't really try their best to find the solution for that problems. That lessens the opportunity for them to, you know, improve their problem solving skill. Or in another example, the speakers gave us some insight into situations like when the kids are playing around with their peers, they will get more chance to negotiate. For example, who will be the princess, who will be the monster, who will be the prince, kind of like that. They will negotiate with each other to find the rule for the games, and it's gonna be so good for them. And of course, in this episode, it also talks about how you, the adults, can act in front of a kid playing with each other, or when they are just on their own, or how can you have the balance between keeping your kids in your kind of control zone with letting them just go out and play without being an irresponsible parent, kind of like that. So I think you really should listen to this episode. I think it's a worth listening one. Okay, so the last thing today I want to tell you is not lessons, not conversations, not recommendation, but a new thing that I have just had in my life. I mentioned this before. I was given a kalimba. After two self-study sessions, I've got to know more about this instruments, and also I've got to play some simple songs, and I would say that I really love the sound from this instrument. I don't want to show off or anything, but I want to play you a song so that you can have some ideas about this instrument sound. This glamour, it's not good, but I'm gonna play a song, The Town with an Ocean View. Okay, yeah, wait a minute, I'm gonna play it for you. You don't ever judge me. I know it's not gonna be good, but yeah, I wanna show you. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Let's listen to it. I'm sorry. Okay, again. Thank you. dun, 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 dun. I tried my best, okay? So yeah, do you agree with me that the sound that this instrument make is really kind of like peaceful? I feel like when I do this in a pine forest, it's gonna be like heaven. Okay, so yeah, anyway, that's the newest thing that I have just learned, and hopefully in the next month, I'm gonna play another more complicated song for you guys, and yeah, I just hope that to happen. So yeah, that's everything that I want to tell you today. If you have anything that you want to tell me, please don't hesitate to comment on any platform that you can comment, or you can send me the email. It's denglengopeng1511@gmail.com. All right. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate that. And if you're listening in the morning or in the afternoon, I wish you a great day ahead. If you're listening in the evening, I wish you a good night. All right. Thank you so much one more time. Hope to see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.